Oh, where could they be? This rain isn't going away, and it's so cold out. I hope I find them soon. Oh, my sovereign. There you are. I found you. I finally found you. Oh, thank the gods. I was praying the entire time I was searching for you. Are you hurt? You must be cold out here alone in the woods. Were you scared? This rain isn't going to stop anytime soon. Can you walk? Oh, good, you're not hurt. Please, my sovereign, allow me to escort you back to the manor. Yes. I'll warm you up as soon as we're home. I'll light a fire and bring you something hot to drink. Come, we're not far. I want to make sure you're dry and safe. My sovereign, here is your tea, and I brought you the biggest, fluffiest blanket in the entire manor. Here, I'll drape it over your noble shoulders. Is the fire warm enough? Do you require something to eat? Perhaps a light snack? All right. Please, allow me to stay with you for a while. I need to make sure you didn't catch a chill in the woods. How are you feeling, my sovereign? The whole manor was turned upside down when we couldn't find you. I've never seen the servants move like that. Their polished shoes squeaked on the marble floors as they ran to find you. Oh, no. There was a formal search party. Some of your noble friends looked for you on horseback. What about me? I was supposed to stay here, but I snuck out to look for you the first chance I had. But they don't know you like I do. I was sure I could find you before anyone else. And I did. Besides, I'm your maid. No one else's. You didn't tell me to stay behind, so technically I didn't defy anyone. But you're not mad, are you? Oh, good. Here, please, have some more tea. It has honey and lemon in it. I made the whole blend special just for you. My sovereign, may I ask you a personal question? Why did you disappear this morning? I'm sorry, I know it's not my place to ask, but I was so worried. If you told me, I could have prepared your jacket and gotten the fire ready for your return. Why do I think you left? Well, I'm not very observant beyond your needs, my sovereign. But I think it has something to do with the letter you received during breakfast. I'm right, aren't I? Your lips became so thin as you read it, and you didn't finish your toast. That letter must have had terrible news to make you lose your appetite. I'm sorry, but I would gladly walk with you in the woods. I could hold the umbrella so you don't get soaked and risk catching a chill. Oh! My sovereign? You've never hugged me before. This is nice. You smell like the jasmine petals and orange peels I leave in your closet to keep the moths away. Thank you, my sovereign. I'm glad my answer made you pleased enough to hug me. But in the future, I can just bow if it pleases you. I wouldn't want anyone to think you're improper if they saw us hugging. No, your reputation is so important to me. Here. Your blanket fell off your noble shoulders when you embraced me. I'll fix that for you. May I ask what the letter that upset you contained? If it's private, I understand. I would never ask my sovereign to share the political secrets of the Empire with me. It contained a marriage proposal. Oh, I see. I hope it's a good alliance, my sovereign. And I hope you still need my services if you marry. I am happy to go wherever you go, or tend to your spouse as well, if they come to live with you here. Just please don't send me away. I promise I'll be the best maid you ever had. And serving you has been wonderful. My sovereign has a gentle soul, and I see how hard you work for the people you rule over. No, it's true. Wherever I go, people know that you are my sovereign. When I go to the market, the baker gives me extra sweets for you. Because he knows you rule with such kindness. Everyone knows. If I may, my sovereign, you are too powerful to feel helpless. I don't know for certain what caused you to run into the woods without a coat, but I think it may have been despair. Listen to me. You are in charge of your own fate. You have many people who adore you and support you. I count myself among them. If this marriage proposal upset you, then let us burn the letter. I am here to help you, and we'll find a solution together. Oh, another hug from my sovereign. I'm so lucky. Thank you for the trust that you've placed in me, for letting me speak my mind. I couldn't bear the thought of you married to someone who made you unhappy. You deserve love. You have time and resources, not to mention the ear of the Empress. Why don't I fetch us some food and we'll figure this out together? Excellent. Thank you, my sovereign. Please. Never doubt the care that I have for you. I will look after you always. The end. Thank you for listening until the end of my story. If you liked it, please hit the like button and subscribe to go on more romantic adventures with me. Thank you so much for listening. And take care of yourself. I'll see you again soon.